So I think I don't have that much to add over what I said in the psicha, but I'll say it again anyway. Because I think that, I spoke to just about everybody in the code as constantly as we were going through the sugya, and I don't think that much changed from that dhamma. But anyway, the ikra sugya here obviously is the sugya of Maris Dhamman. And Maris Dhamman, as much as the sugya, you have to learn the sugya, and it's not only a chilk of Torah, but it's a chilk of the psakalach, the nice is knowing the sugya and the svaras behind the Maris. But at the end of the day, no matter how much you learn all the Gemaras and the Rishonim and the Achronim and the Iyun, and your Medayikim and Medyukim and Svaras and Rayas and whatever it is, at the end of the day, I think it's obvious that we can't come to Halacha Maisa just based on Svarim. You have to do a certain degree of Semechon Shimush, which means being Semechon a certain degree of Mesir. So again, so as much as we learn the Sugis, you can't come to a specific psak on this color, that color, from what it says in Svarim. Because we never know when they say brown, when they say orange, and they say then what color exactly they're referring to. But I think, and I thought before we said the sugya, I still think after we finish the sugya, that there is a certain natiya, pun intended, in the sugya. And I mean, I think basically is that as you go through the Rishonim and Acharonim, it's pretty clear that anything that is more neitel ad nimus than the yarek of a kaviyah and the haoro, we have to be metaved this matter. I think that from the four examples the Rishonim and Acharonim give for a kavod for yarek of esrog, zov, shaiva, and chelmon beit. So we're talking about something that is not what be'inei be'odim today we would call being very red. So we'll find anything. Now it could be, even though by us all those things are basically, I think most people would call even yellow. I don't even know if we call them orange at all, most of them. So it's possible that they have changed to a somewhat, but I think it would be very doch to say that they've changed significantly. And therefore, the other day, I think most people say, I brought an esrog, and the different day I brought an orange, and two different clementinas that were slightly different shades of orange. But we want to know better of where do we draw the line and how much natil ad mimus is a problem. So even though we should have said esrog, let's say we'll say a little more natil ad mimus than esrog, but how much more?
How do we know to do that?
Right. Someone, certainly, I think it would be very reasonable if someone would come and say, we went through the sugya, we went through the Rishonim and Acharonim, no one's Matar, Lamaisa, anything redder than Yarek. Yarek's an asterisk, okay? We have in front of us an asterisk, it's yellow. It's mamish yellow. Maybe a teeny bit of orangish yellow, but it's basically yellow, 90% yellow. The Shaiva Bismana, the standard beeswax candles like you use the Chaisan for your Chalayer Chanukah Madeira, or a yellowish brown with Be'inei B'dayodim, not a single, not any Natil Adminus in the Machara. Chalman Beitz is a yellow, maybe with a drop of an orangish yellow, and yes, the organic eggs are maybe a little bit more orangish of a yellow, but they're still definitely on the lighter side of, certainly far on the lighter side of orange. Maybe they're like the tapuz. I don't think they're even like the clementina, right? Even like the lighter of the two clementinas for the organic eggs aren't that orange. And then the other one is zov. So the standard gold bismana says certainly is not even would not even qualify as being called orange. Certainly, we know that zov gold today and historically was never pure. We don't use 28 karat gold. 10, 4, 12, 14 karat gold, which means it has some other metal in it. Just like, for a while, for those who got married in that tikkufa, white gold was very in style for a while. And white gold means that it's 14 karat gold, and the other half of it is nickel or whatever, which is a white metal. And mitzad sheni is, depends what they alloy the gold with, so certainly you could have gold that's alloyed with copper or with iron that would have a redder tinge to it. And as we know from the Gemara Yuma, that they had gold in the times of Chazal that was mamish, the color of dampar or whatever, but certainly the standard gold today is yellow, and even the gold Bisman Chazal may have been a little orange-er, but it's not mistaber to say that it was extreme. And it's certainly the standard gold was not the dampar vine of the Gemara Yuma.
Orange is more red than
like. Well, if you take red and yellow and mix it, you get orange. So let's say you could have yellow is 100% pure yellow. And then if you mix in 10% red, you get you might get the color of the esrog. If you mix in 20%, maybe you'll get the color of an organic.
It's not orange, it's a different color. It's like a reddish yellow.
The yellow is still nickered. It's not just one color. You have like a mixture of two.
It didn't mix so well.
Yeah, it wasn't mixed, I don't know. The yellow streaks of red. So anyway, so one could certainly say that these are the colors we know. It's not necessarily, since all of them that we, as we know today, are basically yellow or maximum at least 10-20% red. So anything more than that, anything more, even the color of the tapuz, of the fruit, the orange, such a thing. That would be. Someone certainly could make such a point. Lachayr would have a shtakul. You saw it in the Rishonim and Acharonim. I think it would be reasonable for someone to say that, since based on Tosafot it does it is some netilat mimusinim, and we don't know how much exactly, and it's possible there was some change over the course of time. If someone wants to claim they have a mesirah that the color of an orange is still like is the yark of a kavli ben mahal, then we're mitar lemaisa. I could certainly accept that. When you start getting much redder than that, though, it becomes harder and harder. It becomes more and more dochuk. You have to make more and more ukimtas in all the rishayim and achrayim of saying that when they say that all the colors they're describing are something very different than what we're familiar with today. I think the more dochuk you still get, as I said, and I said in the Hakdama, I'm going to say it again, that if someone has such a messiah, someone has, his rabbi muvik is whoever it is, and that Rebbe passes like the Mekilim, and he is the Messiah. So 100%. The Mekilim are Gedei Le'olam, and they have Terutzim, like everything else that we know from Kol HaTerukul. There's always Kashas, and there's always Terutzim. Every Kasha, Tamid HaChom passes that way, they have Terutzim. It seems to me that they're Terutzim. So if you have such a Messiah, and that's what you, from your father, from your Rebbe Muvuk, so besides, you take your Messiah, and you're Seibach on the Terutzim. The question is, if someone doesn't have davka such a messiah, whether from his father or from his rabbi, it seems to me like, why apply the klal of the supposed klal of Rav Deich Kemenes? Why, the higher pashtus of the sugi is that anything much beyond yellow is already, once you get a little bit beyond yellow into the oranges, you're already running into problems. So why go look for a messiah that's different than the pashtus of the sugi? And steam, Luchar's steam is pashtus of all the Rishonim and Acharonim.
To take from the other side, I imagine that the Mekilim have kashas on the approach there to the point of pashtus of the sugya. What are those kashas? It can't be that one side has no kashas and one side has kashas with duffel tugitsu. There's kashas both ways, the clear, right?
There are kashas both ways. I think the kashas are much easier, or lighter kashas and easier to answer one way.
But what are those kashas?
Well, for example, Tosfos says the yark is Meitlat Nimus. There are, for example, I think I showed you some of the Mamakas. The Targum Unkel is Tosfos Seir.
It's more like Tosfos says Meitlat Nimus because it has to be other. And if it's just a little bit Meitlat Nimus, why would you call that other? That's already not kashas, because that's based on that.
Right. I mean,
where did Tosfos get Nadalimus from? Where did Tosfos get Nadalimus from? Why does he say you need that? Because then there's Sebastian, and then there's Sebastian. It's Matthew, it is all.
It's clear that the Yorick, it's clear that the Yorick from Tosfos L'Chairo, that the Yorick of a Kavi is not pure yellow. It's something closer to red than 100% pure yellow.
Why does he need to say that? Because it needs to be Adam.
Okay, but how Adam does it have to be? That we don't know anymore.
So
tells me it's like an Esrog and Zoav and whatever, and we see what those things look like. Let's say we pass on the Chachmas Adam for now, but by Hafsik Tyra that were Machron Yar, for argument's sake, according to the Chachmas Adam, if you have a matter that's pure yellow, whatever exactly that is, even the Chachmas Adam was never Machron that. If you have someone who's Maseris to be Machmer for the Shlom, the Marshal, Udiime, or Machmer on Yark, which is not Halacha Maisa, if anyone needs me to say that, but if someone has some Nidigas to be Machmer for the Shlom, the Marshal, Luchari, that does not apply by a pure yellow. Because it's clear that a Kadi of Mahal was only being Machmer on something that had, somehow you can describe it as a Netilat Nimus. So if we're going to take very plain numbers. Again, let's say, it's hard, I don't know exactly, but an orange is a mixture of red and yellow. So if you have pure yellow, l'chayr, even a kav ibn mahal was never machmer on that.
Why is this supposed to be bushel? Just like black, there's no intention because we say it's lachim.
But Tosfos says the yarek is made to ladinus.
You're going to
So l'chayr, now I don't know. I don't know if a kav ibn mahal's yarek is 5% red, 10% red, 20% red. I find it hard to believe it's much more than that. But I don't know exactly how much red it is. But it has to be some red. So if I have something that I can imagine has zero red in it, zero netil, assuming that's what netil adimus means, a mixture of red, which I think is a logical assumption. But so if something has no, absolutely no netil adimus, it's a pure yellow, even a kavi b'mahal would not have been machmer on it. And therefore, even the Marshal and the Ime would not be machmer on it, and the Chokhazonim would not be machmer on it if I have sektaira. So we'll come out with a kula from the second. See, look, we have a kula. But other than that, I think that once you win.
Unless you say we can't be machmer on the Yom
Yom. Okay. But I'm just saying, when he says we're machmer on Yorick, he doesn't mean yellow, he means Yorick. And Yorick is not Mukhara, pure yellow. Hagam, the number of them use the word gel for. And you say kain or kashas, natiyas, or what I mentioned. There's a tagmunkus who taishas sayot sohoiv as being suma, which is Aramaic for red. And there's Rashi that said, there's Rashi in Erevin that says that esrig and then gholam loicha shaysen and zohav are all adumas. So is there a natiya that they're a more red-ish color? Maybe. There are ulai efshad diukim that these colors are more red-ish than just what we call, you know, what they seem to be to us, which is really more of a yellow color. But those aren't rais mukhafas, they're not kashas. They're epis
matias.
L'chari you have to say, from Taif, all the Rishonim quote Tosfos. The Yaretz is the most extreme in his almost contradiction, Shibai. But many Rishonim, they accept, they bring Tosfos that Yarek is Neutel Admimus or Metaret. And Mitzad Sheni, they say that Bisman is or Metame, anything that has Neutel Admimus. But L'chari, it's not a steer, because what Tosfos is saying is that's a slight Neutel Admimus in Yarek. And that slight Neutel Admimus is not, we are metahir lemaisa, and when the Rishonim say we're metame anything that has a netil adminus, they mean a stronger netil adminus.
So nowadays, it's going to be just that we're machmedak by
a is there going to be a case, if we can be mandir, what is the yarek of a kind of mahal, what is yarek? So that case, yeah, l'chayr, we should have cases that, according to Chokhmah Sol, should be a problem and have sektaira. The emphasis portion that I think from this week is stimus kol apaisim v'chayr not like chokhmas odom. Other than chokhmas odom and igris maisha, I don't think we found. I certainly didn't see. And some people had a chance to see more svarim than I did, but I didn't see any other svarim with machalik and colors between different bedikas. It's either about tar, it's about tame. We either pass in the maisha, we don't pass in the maisha. So instead of saying we're going to be, and even though we do find certain chumras and ask the tayr and shleishi yavim rishaydim, but that they should make a nafkin in the colors. Cannot blame what's in a place from a machal.
The first day.
Where regards the machal, the first day, not the first day. Which is, but again, it's not the chokhmas on the side of his maish. It's even a third sheet that came in. So we have three yechidim who are being machalic with be'erich no such makar in the rishonim of the other acharonim. Being machalic in colors between different days or different bedikas. If it's a maritor, it's tori, but not a sectarian. If it's a maritome, it's tome, the kol shibur. I hear the Chokhmah Sol saying, the hefsektaira is, she's a cheskas tomo, so you don't have as many tziruf, because it's a more chavar dig of bedika. But, so what, so I should go be cheshish for a shita that kol apaisal of anais and shokhanah shafat, nobody paskins like? I don't know, you know, we'll see when we get to Kuftari Babel, then Allah's an hefsektaira, we cheshish there for every desyachin. Okay, it's not really Dasyal, and Elchanan. If someone wants to say they have a minute to be machmer on Yorek, I have a list of names somewhere. There are a lot of Achrayim Musetta. You have the Marshal, the Shlom, the Mar Mintz. Besides, if you want to go back, you can say maybe it's the Pshat and the Smack, which is a Deshan, and you have it's a Meiri, and it's a Pirush Mishnah Yisrael Rambam, and a Bar Kura. What?
Meiri in one place.
Yeah, okay, it's one Meiri, and it's Pirush Mishnah Yisrael Rambam, even though Mishnah Tzai doesn't say that way. And it's a Bar Kura, and it's a... What?
Rabbi
Yehuda. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda. Montes. Montes? I don't remember seeing that in the Montes. I didn't see the Montes, I don't remember seeing that. Whatever, the zikr is someone who wants to be machmer has al milismach. He's allowed to be machmer on it. But I don't see any chesh to be machmer for that. Your mosh wants to be your. I didn't see that in the book.
I saw the
Tzitzus
part of it.
So. But to be fair, from what I found in the Mordech, in the Kubetzes, he didn't mention Bechlau the Chumr Bezman Azeh. He only mentioned the Dinei Gemara.
The
Mordechai seems to say
it's okay.
And from
the
Beis Yosef, the quotes. And Yorick and Karsi is okay. Hokushai v'tar, it's okay.
It's
the thing that's in the Mordechai. But again, the Mordechai doesn't, the Mordechai, at least that I found, which I think the same one that Beis Yosef is bringing, doesn't Bechlau mention that Bezman is actually the Smaitu of the key is what we're doing. I don't know if there is such a mantra that I didn't find that this issue doesn't quote.
You're saying even more than
the Gemara, you're saying? And the mantra only brings the Gemara. He says, what I find the mantra, he says, the Yorick is Torah because Chamisha Bnei Donim are all Neitim Lutzad at Mimus, at Mumis. And Yorick, I guess,
is in
the sheet, it's Hades, Perikais, Halacha Beis, or whatever. In Mosh's part of the Nakash rules. So Amaris, I hear there's a lot of different stuff. I'm not being mafkini, but it seems to me though that someone who doesn't have a specific meaning, like the Mekilim, shouldn't go to anybody who's matter things that seem to be very rash. So, but then there's a lot of room in the middle. There's a lot of room to say exactly where do you draw the line. Again, just using numbers for argument's sake, is 10% red, 20% red, 30% red, where's the line where we start calling something the teal ad mimus? That already, I hear mocking for different messiahs and clients, so I'm saying it a little bit more and a little bit less. That I can hear. That's fine. Other than that, what other interesting nekudas were there in the Sif? I mean, very important nekudas in the Sif, which is very lemaise, is in the Kudanei Ledayin Olashin of Reis. I unfortunately did not have much time to go into it bi'yun, so I didn't see so many Marma kindness on it, but it's important, it's very negay lemaise what happens when you have, and I mentioned a number of people, Kamish, and number one, someone brings a Mara to the Rav, she made a bdika one morning, and then the next day, let's say, even so, 24, 48 hours almost, bring the Mishayla to the Rav, and now it's brown. But when it was wet, it was definitely a brighter color. And it certainly looked more reddish. So number one is that I think that it's partial that if someone knows what they're seeing, let's say someone who knows and says that it was red yesterday, the chamtzvi's yeshasitim and a gufa, there's no reason we're going to be maxed someone for lying. If they're not a brocky, so then we might say they don't know exactly what the tilad mimus is. They might, but again, it's right. If someone says something was mamish red. In L'chaira, mamish red, there's no mokum to be tired. L'chaira, everyone should agree from L'shenis to L'shenis that something that b'enei b'nei adam is red is something that b'zman is that we have to be metal. So someone comes around and says, I saw it yesterday and it was red. Not neitolat bimus, not red-ish, not, it was red. So L'chaira, I don't see how the Rav can be metal attached to us if right now, even if right now it's only a brown that would be bad to the matter tar.
Or white,
yeah. Because I don't see anyone being baked on that.
How did something change so drastically from red
to brown?
To
next time you nick your finger or something, wipe it out and leave it for a week and you'll see it'll turn brown. It won't happen usually in 24 hours.
It won't be nicked to the nimbus, it won't be brown.
Depends which way you're going to. I'll probably still say it's Neitel Adnimus. The Mikil Zichru won't call it Neitel Adnimus, and there may be, depending on your fingers and your hemoglobin counter, exactly how many days and what the humidity was, it will depend which Rabbanon in the middle will still consider Neitel Adnimus. After a week at Zichru Shaykh, you won't see any Neitel Adnimus still. It's possible.
It's possible to become so brown that a child in Gan will learn that this is the color brown.
Definitely. It's definitely something be'enei unskilled they have lushen b'nei other would be brown enough to do that. Definitely possible.
If you had an aid that was at the beginning that wasn't red but wasn't also and now got lighter and then come to the book, you don't know before what it was exactly, you don't know how to say it. Would there be a problem? The book says now it's tall. Would there be a problem if the person itself had a problem and say, oh, but before it was darker and now maybe it has to be machmir, or there isn't anything?
I
doesn't know, but now we see for sure it's not as dark. And then he comes to the Rebbe and the Rebbe says, now it's dark. What would be more than that? He doesn't know. And the Rebbe can't tell him. So is the person himself has any issue to be machmir, or...
Well, first of all, is...
The Rebbe told him that's all.
Number one is, if you have such an issue, you shouldn't, in general, be making a decision, you should be tell it to the Rebbe and let him take that into consideration.
Maybe they can't tell what it was. It could be it was more, it could be it was less.
First of all, won't necessarily know to take into account if he doesn't know, for example, that it's an old man. Because if this man is 4 days ago, if the run is, the common sense to realize that if there's 6 maras, you were dealing with at least 3 days. Yeah. So you should be able to figure out that some of these maras are older maras, and then you look at it with different eyes if you know you're looking at an old maras and if you're looking at a fresh maras.
And then I'm in a verse.
So that's...
He's not supposed to say, either way, if it was lax, it would be a different color.
Yeah.
So that's the whole issue here. Is that...
I'm saying, if the person itself has any...
You know it's in Mitzvahs, when it sits around.
Right. When I know Mitzvahs, basically, and that gets really into the other sugi also here of what... When is Shachar lax? Hashdus Lukhair is that Shachar is Laka after Beinah Shinaim. It's a machlaikis, I don't understand it. Whatever. Lukhair, Pashdus Shachar was Laka not before Beinah Shinaim, but after Beinah Shinaim. So Shachar is a Gilui that it was Adon when it was Beinah Shinaim. So even though right now Be'etzim Shachar is a Marat Tar, if somehow I would have a camera inside the body and see that Beinah Shinaim was already Shachar, she would be Tar. And the reason we're Matana Shachar is because it's a gilui that it was red Mishas Beinah Shinaim. So we'll see that anything else that's as much of a bir, or Befrat Bizman Azeh, Bizman Chazal, that they were Matayr, anything that wasn't Adayim like a 20-year-old Bachar, so anything that wasn't Shachar wasn't a gilui on that cover. But a brown, certain shades of brown Bizman Azeh certainly could be a gilui that it was Noitelat Mimus Mishas Beinah Shinaim, which were Matamar. Matayr's Vadar, so to say. Pashas Davona is that Shachar is a gilui that it vaday was all the Beinah Shinaim, and on that we don't say in l'dayin al mashayin of rois, because I see that it was all the Mishas. When it's something that's a sofik, lomazogin yark like that terence of the Gemara, is that it was a kavi b'hala holds it was vaday all the Beinah Shinaim, and we hold it might have been all the Beinah Shinaim, but not vaday. So on that we would apply in l'dayin al mashayin of rois. However, if you have a certain shade of brown, the Bizman Azeh, I can say Bivadoyx was Noitel Admi was Beinah Shinaim, Luchayr, then that will to us be like Shachar was Bizman Chazal.
So the question today, but if the Rav says even so it's Tar, because the Rav can't tell exactly, but the person itself still has some kind of something and says that maybe it was more than the Rav would stick with. It should be Machmir, or there's no opinion to be Machmir at all, and the person says, the Rav told me this is. That's,
I'm nervous.
It's hard. No, it's not so posh. She quite
well, he doesn't. How does the person know? Maybe that's exactly the Gemara is talking about. This the Rav?
No, the Gemara is talking about a case with the Rav. With the Rav, when nobody told the Rav that it was Adam before.
I have a Rav.
You told the Rav, and the Rav said, "I hope he came at Tar."
Yeah, because you can't tell exactly.
You're over passing wrong.
So
you
carried
out. No.
I saw this
Tar
before, and I said,
it
could be this. The
Rav
would be metamed. This is a very mamish hashem. And after that, the Rav says, "Oh, probably it was only this much."
Actually, if you told your Rav that when it was wet, it looked more red than it does now. And the Rav says, Afo kikin em betar the matter. So now, if we're not going to trust your Rav on that sack, then you have to find yourself a different Rav because ooh, we're going to have the same problems with Rav.
What do you bother to go ask the Shiloh for if you know in advance, you're not going to always says.
Elamah, you weren't for sure that it was
But let's take a slightly different case. Which, I'm saying, let's say you didn't say anything. You were shy. You didn't say anything to the Rav. Well, let's say you didn't even know. You come back home and you tell your wife, you have said it's tar. And then my wife says, just a minute, can I see that again? She says, this isn't what it looked like yesterday. Yesterday was mamish red. So now what? Do I have to go back to the Rav? Or can I say the Rav passes its tar and I can be Sebachon and again?
If you lost
it, you want to say it was mamish red. Your wife says, yesterday was much redder than this. So now, do I have to go back to the Rav and say there's a ray of Sebachonayim? Or can I say that no, if the Rav was retired, the Rav took that into. It's not Sephar. It's not Lucher, it's not Sephar.
I ask you, was it red? Was it red or not red? She says,
She doesn't know.
She doesn't know it was red, so then it's not what Lashon Beyond call red, and then it's Mufka from Fajash.
I don't know. You have a lady to say, I don't know, I don't think proves anything.
Well, she's not Monos, I'm talking about
Monos. Not Monos, I'm saying, wait, she says it was red. It was red. You say, but was it red? I don't know, red, it was red.
What
the Meister do you do?
Welcome to Shimush, Rabbi, and have these problems.
What do we do in a case for the Rav said, and now it's how you should go back to the Rav? If there's a reason, if you have a reason to believe that it was the aid was seen when it was wetter and it had more of a tila minus, then it means that as you talk to the Rav wasn't passing on the right matter.
The question is, what's he going to say now? You come back and tell him it was red. What's he going to say? The Gemara says that when the Gemara asked the Kasha in the line of Amasha and Rose, it thought that Rebbe made a hashara that it was tamei. And in the day he saw better that it was Torah, rather you're going to go with the Torah. Meaning he made a hashara that it was Tamei. So that's not our case is not any more Chomer than Rebbe. Rebbe making hashara that it was Tamei, so this guy doesn't know anything and he thinks it was Tamei.
No, because here you know that it was redder with adults, child is out of that. Rebbe didn't know this about that it was
redder. He knew enough to say it was Tamei, think it was Tamei. He thought it was Tamei. He just didn't see it well, but he can't say 100%. So the Gemara thought that Rebbe called it Tamei, and now Rebbe says it's Tor, but he wasn't 100% for sure. So right now you have Tor. If it's not 100%, we don't whatever happened before.
I was like, what's the Rebbe going to answer? The Rebbe's going to have to answer that Tor.
Yeah.
He has no basis to say
it's not right. So this person's not sure. It's like Rebbe's
first said it was better than that. It's correct. But was it red or was not red? He has no basis to say that it's red. It's a guess he can't guess.
Once there's a raise of it, I think you should have to look at the mara again and see if it could have. If it's.
Understand. Here's a mara Torah, and it was a sophic if it was mara Torah. So sophic if it was mara Torah, and now it's mara Torah's Torah.
I know. If you have someone telling you that they think it was made to Lodin yesterday, and you look at it and see that this taka is a color that very possibly was made to Lodin yesterday. So when you didn't have a raise, you said, well, I know a mash and a raise. Right now it's not made to Lodin. Don't have someone tell me it was like they think it was like law. I see that it looks.
Ain't Ladai is even if there is a race, it was a suffix. As long as there was only a suffix, that's also enough. That's used in the Gemara. As long as only a suffix, it was nidmil, that's the Gibashov. It was nidmil, but it wasn't about those, so it's still Torah. So here it's no better than.
That doesn't have to like the Gibashov. First of all, Gibashov is even completely about it. So if that was a suffix, but.
Gibashov is by a
suffix. That's what he says nidmil. This Kachua makes it sound like it's about that, but really says it's not a suffix.
But what is
this? This is no better than a suffix. There's no better than a suffix. No better than this case.
Rebbe is a suffix. Why didn't Kassel make it in the
time? It's a Gemara, though. How did they get out of the Gemara?
As far as I was positive, that suffix is.
No, Badei Shochem is not Kassel like that.
That what?
Badei Shochem is not that. Suffix Belayla, Badei Tarbiyon, is the time which is suffix there is.
What does it do with the Gemara?
That's it. What? Not like you give a shalom, not like the Siddur time. Passes which one?
He brings the give a shalom and the Siddur
time. That also makes the same thing with the word that puts the suffix at night. It's against everyone.
I have to see inside again.
Lama's not going to say whatever. Forget about the Shulchan, but with all these Achronim, it's no better than a Sofek. It might have been Noita Lagmimus. It's no better than a Sofek. It was more Noita than it is now.
How well, it might have been. I'm sure it was more Adoim.
It was for sure more than it is now, but was it ever actually Adoim? I don't know.
Let's say the Ruff looks at it and says, he was Matara, but it was borderline. And if it would have been any more red than it is now, then it would have been Vadei Tomei.
Oh, fine.
It is.
And you're a problem.
You see also, interesting to show that if in the day the Ruff sees it changing, so it doesn't happen. And here you know it's changing.
Right, you come back
why
to
the changing? You only saw it once.
You go back to the Rav now the second time, and the Rav looks at it again and says, this doesn't look like what it looked like when you showed it to me this morning. So now again you've got a problem.
That's
changing, right?
And it was borderline the first in the morning.
See, that's the other thing. Here, even if the Rav didn't look at the second
time, but
that much of the lady's being made to that it changed. We know it's changing. The whole Shaila by Rebbe was, is it that he didn't see it well by night, or it's changing? So he had to see it a third time to know if it was changing or not. Here we already know it's changing.
But he knows where it started. He himself saw it the first time.
But
he remembers what Admimus, what level of Admimus he saw it at. Here, the Rav has no idea what Admimus it's allegedly started at, because he never saw it.
But the lady's being made that the color is today is different than the color it was yesterday. So you know it's changing.
Even if she's correct, you don't know that what it was yesterday was even Noita Admimus.
But Rebbe was only Matara originally because he didn't know that the Mara Bechal was changing. He thought it was just he didn't see it well by night. Had he known the Mara was a changing Mara, he would have never been the Mara.
That's because the first time he saw it, he was sure that it was red.
No, he saw it was red.
The Gemara was the Gemara asked. The Gemara asked. They thought it was a Sefik red. They thought he was in time to be Sefik.
How
do you? Well, they together. How much time you can bring the...
In the Mascona, it's clear that
the Gemara
was the second night because he saw it again during the
day. Well, that will bring
the... When he saw it at night,
what's that mean? 12 hours?
He was back at the wedding. As soon as it's dry, bring it.
After an hour, it's dry.
First time to do it was hours after.
It's very different than that. Let's bring you one mark.
What's in that case?
Should you ask, is this from today? We're going to say, where is this from?
Certainly, if the color is borderline, it's cannot ask. If the, you know, the certain extreme, it's not going to change within a reasonable amount of time.
But no, the Rav tells the Rishonim to bring everything on the last day. No.
The Rav doesn't tell the Rishonim to do it. This is what they do.
So why does it come otherwise?
I don't know if you should listen. I don't know.
Those of you who
bring everything on the last day. All week.
The Torah is not so partial because here we know it's changed.
But you never know where it started.
But I know it's changing. So once I know it's changing, the whole thing is
changing. It couldn't change from love into love. From love into love again. It started at love.
But the whole reason the Rebbe is retired is because he said maybe it didn't change at all. Because by now I can see that.
And
now that I know here that it is changing,
and that I saw it at the beginning, it was bad. And he saw it himself.
He says that's the end of sentence.
Because after the third time he was Nisgala, the first time he saw it well.
He saw it. Siddhartha tells me, even when he first saw it at night, he saw it at night, and he said something to the Islam. Now, by day, he's tar, and he wants, now wants to be Oikar's Sophic for the beer by night.
Okay, but Ladina, it doesn't make sense. The Tar himself comes out that if it was a Sophic, Ladina, they come out the same,
no? Okay. Well, let's say. I'm not sure that's true, but let's say so. Yeah, so for the Sophic by night. So here we have, it's originally a Sophic. There it was Rebbe's Sophic, here it's the Lady's Sophic. It was a Sophic originally. then with the Rav side passing Torah, and now we know it's changed.
So
that's exactly the Masechta Devarim
case. Is that with the case where, when they came back again with the Orah?
No, without that, the Leda has made it change. The Leda has made it change. So I know here the matter is changing. It's just like Rav's case. I know the matter is changing. I know, not because
that's a child. Why in the Gemara do I need a third time? I already know it's changing.
No, in the case of the Gemara, until the third, after the second time, maybe some Gemara is not changing at all. It's exactly the same color today, but I say, but what I had there, I didn't see it clearly, so I thought it was a soft. And today, I see it more clearly, I see it's about that
Gemara.
And the third time, he said, wait a minute, this is a changing matter. Now, is he talking that by then, Taka was a matter talking?
Because
Rebbe's brother Goran Erev. Okay, we can fight this out later, but off the cuff, that's what it seems to me that you should go back to the Rebbe. But it's an important Nakud to be Mavari here, and the problem is I didn't see very many Swirl that I think so three times. The bias is Narichas on it. But.
If you said it was red, but
what did she say it was red?
She said she's smart. She said it was red earlier than it is now.
She says it was red, that's hard to be somewhere already. You're not trying to say that's
a lie. Okay, so essentially, in general, the concept of how literally do we take in the Dayan Alamasha in Avroyas? When do we apply it? Is it only a Sovik? Is it a Vaday? It's a Shver Sugi, and I don't have a cloak anymore. And I didn't see that many Sforim talk about it either. Although, if Tazabai said, I'm reading 15 pages, he must have had a lot of Sforim talk about it. What is the Hador of in the Dayan Alamasha in Avroyas? I've heard people who Mamash took it, should take Mashmari. To an extreme, I don't care. And if you've a lady with problems, it happens to be one of the Mekiel and Maris. But he said, lady's problems, Taka, she should wait and bring her Maris when they're 3 days old. And nothing will ever be Tomer. Because like the Mekiel, even the ones that Mamish were down Gomer, where they B'shas Yitzim and Agov, but by the time the Rav sees it, it's Zichr going to be something that. One of the girls they kill him can be matter. In the Dayan Alamash in Christ, I'm seeing a maritar. But according to my sheet, it's a maritar.
So then the problem of abuse, there's no problem.
Yeah, just wait and bring your maris late. Yeah, bring them all on the seventh day.
Why isn't that good?
Someone could also give
an 8
to the
guy with
the
shadow. Someone else already saw it. If nothing else,
forget it.
You know what?
Throw it in my lap. Can you throw it in my lap?
Yes, there's no reason.
So here's the problem. It's also tarred now.
Okay, it might be America, because anyway, tell me that, but yeah, it's in America, you know it's a week, it's 5 days old, that's, and Zichud, do it lechatcha, if nothing is, forget Sugis, in the Dayan Alamash in Avroyas. As the role, I see this matter, I know from experience, that these type of colors, the colors fade. When I see this, I know there is a very, very good chance, not 100%, 80% chance that the Beit HaShinayim, this was mamash, maybe even a matter of coming their eyes. So which means Klapei Shmaya Galia, she's coming their eyes right now. 80% chance to coming their eyes to Achmer. How can you imagine such a thing? I know Sugi Zimur, the Sugi Zimur, we have, that's what I'm saying, the Sugi Zimur is with Tzorich Ian to understand that door of the Sugi. Because the essence is when I have a matter in front of me that indicates an 80% chance that she Klapei Shmaya Galia is coming their eyes, so. How can you just say a klal of in the Dayan Alamash and it's been
betaken? That's probably shuffle. Shuffle is possible.
Maybe the Gemara told us that the Pesach doesn't follow the fact that it was the
That's not determinative. So it's only Bashir. That's what we have to. That's what someone has to. That's what we have to do. You have to take a couple days or a week and sit down and go into the Sugya of the in the Dayan Alamash and say to be about what is the Hagdor here, because to me it's not clear. To me, it's a dying sorachim. I find it hard to believe, though, that it seems to me that that's extreme. It seems to be too extreme to say.
If he had the difference between me and the Kessim,
because
the Kessim
is not the right side. Kessim?
Right.
You say, what?
But the right side, they're right. By Kessim, they're right. But they didn't get it.
You know, there's a difference of Jais Lach and Sefer Halacha. We went more than that, but Kesem, Tumas Kesem only comes B'Shas Mitzir. Whereas they, the Dik, which is Der Yaisa, comes Bifnim Kibuchot. She's Tawai Ben Hashinayim already. If Eliyahu doesn't come and tell me that Ben Hashinayim is down the Zohar, look at that, guys. The Rav sees a Maratar now, 5-day-old Maratar, and Eliyahu comes and tells the Rav, Ben Hashinayim, this was Odom Shabbat Dugu. What? I'm saying, theoretical, the Rav should be with you, the Rav's Matar or Matamet?
Can't be Terrace Paisa.
That's Shuttle. There's a Bell effect.
Where
the Yod is, by the way,
was local.
Okay.
Right? And
the
Choyt
said
no.
But here we know
it's
local. Here we know it's local. Oh,
you don't
have
to talk. No, I'm saying. Kabbalah is said that usually Yod is a local.
No, that's different.
That's why it's coming. Even though there's a Bell effect, it's not local. Said usually Yod is a local.
I think the kids, it's over the shame. So let's see, we don't have a shame left. Okay, what were any other Nakutas here in Paris that were important?
Well, the question says,
Katam Stam is Tommy. Well, certainly in my. It depends what you want to define Katam as. You can run around and give people, I mean, the Kalamais, Rav Tuvit supposedly told somebody, in theory at least, that the color of a tapuz is tar and the color of a clementine is tar. What are you calling orange? But I'm not so sure from my experience that even necessarily matara or tapuzi.
For different reasons,
because it's tapuzi. We think
tapuzi is much more orange. I think you would call it matila bimus lamais in a lot of cases.
You would not.
You would.
We eat tapuzi.
I saw this in the it says. He doesn't bring any sheet that says katon style. It just says for Bishop of Gan that if it's a katon that led to that mumus, then it's not a katon style.
But what is katon style? What color is katon
style? Okay,
is it the color of the orange or the color of the clementina? The color of the orange there on the.
Okay, but katon style is not an esrog. Right? So it's more than the yellow of the egg. That's katon style for sure, right?
There is another issue is the katon. Pasha is not natural. It's not likely to be.
What's that natural color?
It's
good
for all of them. It's very unlikely that it's going to come from
the name of the one fruit that has it. The color in English orange is named after the fruit.
But there are other fruits that are orange, but mangoes are orange and persimmons are orange and whatever.
Carrots.
Yeah.
Carrots are orange.
Yeah,
lights
are orange. Those
go on. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Squash, pumpkins, whatever. So, fine. So, next sugya we're going to do about the Sibbeis. We're going to go in order a little bit here. Very nice. Sibbeis looks to me like, I don't, it's a relatively short sugya. It's a Hemshach of the Gemara there on where it was a Chafa Lebeis, I think. Sugya of Nemonis, which was a little bit what we talked about today, but not that liquid exactly. And I think it seems to me there's not so much.
Should we go into the figure also of Chochom Shetir and Chochom Shetame, or it's
I don't remember. Whatever's here often not go into, but I don't remember there being that much here. The one thing I remember is a tshuva from Igros Maisha, where also a lot of the tshuva is not sitting against it. He goes even into Chayshin Mishpat, into goes whether there's an Isha can give a Hayra, Isha can be a Dayan, give a Hayra. But he talks about a Shalom Lamais, about ladies passing on Maris. He was asking her, is it red or is it not red? If she said it's not red, he passed in the star. If she said it's red, he passed in the star.
Right.
Rav Moshe is Mamash Machal. Rav Moshe says
it's different.
Rav Moshe is Machalik. The Gemara talks about a case where the lady is saying that this Kesem is like that Kesem and the Rav passing. So Rav Moshe, it makes a difference which one happens first. Is she saying this was like this one, and then the Rav passing, is she saying this was like this one, then the Rav passing on? Because one way she's giving the Psak, and the other way she's only being Mavar the Metzias. And she can give the Mavar the Metzias, she can't give the Psak. So according to Moshe, it is important what exactly she's saying, if it's together psak or not together psak. But that's really, it's a shtickle of zaitik nekudas. Can I just see the Moshe? Because as far as I remember, there isn't that much on the sukkah. And we should finish before the end of the week, I think. As far as what I glanced through. So, fun. And then Bez Hashem, I will, I'll find a time to show the Luis whatever maris I have. I asked Rav Tufik last night, he didn't have a bag ready, but he told me he's going to, leave a note in the base of the road that everyone should save their maris for the next couple of days, couple of weeks, whatever. And then, so over the next couple of weeks, till the end of this month, whatever maris we get a hold of, I'll share with Arlo and try to give people whatever, if nothing else, first, besides the halachah, right? Besides trying to see what, but starters is there's a couple of things we have to see. Number one, Pasha, if you have to leave, but whatever you have to leave. Pasha, like, there's a couple of things. We have to see, number one, what color is dam gold? What color is dry blood? That's something people have to learn how to see. You probably can see it on your own. If you cut your fingers, wipe it on a cloth, and then let it dry for a day, and look at it then. But it's something you have to...
On a white cloth.
But it's something, it's partially something to become accustomed to. Now, you have to take into account. Let's say someone has a pimple or something with pus. Now, the red blood is being mixed with the yellow pus, and it's going to be more, going to be a slightly different color. And so, but that, which is common because in the Isha, she hopefully doesn't have pus, but she does have mucus, other lecha, other hafroshas that are in Pesach Yitzchak, which mix with the dam, and would make it not a pure red. So that's also something to be mentioned. Then there's the practical things, which even as like the traditional points that aren't really brought in Shulchan Aruch, because we don't need them, the Yablaila, the Tzel, and Meitzel Biyodeh, and whatever, but Mechizkoy Teresh Shalom, as I've mentioned to a lot of people privately, I don't understand the Teresh Shalom, even though a number of Achar to bring it down, but wherever you draw the line, we're not Malcolm Ben Dam Adam, it's true. But somehow, to say that there is no Havchana, the Avad is Havchana, as we were mentioning, let's say the gvul between Yorick and Nikol Admimus is whether it's 10% red, 20% red, 30% red, but somewhere there's a gvul.
Well, maybe the biggest gvul will here won't become a deraisa.
You're right, it's only a chash of a drabot on the deraisa. But somehow, I have to.
You have to get Adon Shal
I don't want to be Matari Sun drabot on either. So I have to say, I have to be Mamchin, is it 19% red? If my gvul is 20% red, for argument's sake, Hefti Mamchin, is it 19% red or 21% red? So it takes Havchana, which means you have to be careful. If you do La'arha Ner, you have to try to avoid it, as the Gemara Megillah says, you shouldn't be about Re'ah B'Layla. Okay, they want to be tired. You have to take into account what Ner? The incandescent bulbs make it look more chomer. Halogens are terrible. Fluorescents make it look more cow. Sunlight's the best, obviously. Then you have to know the direct sun, the sail, what angle to hold it. There's a lot of practical how to look at the mirror to see it the best way. So, to try to see if the general. There's a lot of different equipment in looking at mirrors that hopefully I will give over, even they don't maybe the sugi's direct. And we'll work on that over the next couple of weeks as could feed the supply of mirrors as I can come up with. If anyone has any other people they know who collect maris, who rabbonim, who could give over the maris that they get, it would be a help if people could bring in bags. But whatever. What?
Halogens are the best
for some. Halogens are extremely machmir. Halogens are yellow, and they make everything look red.
So,
Halogen is the best.
Yeah.
Which there's a certain type of halogen that's specially made to
be. The only thing that is halogen.
What I've seen, I mean, Rav Tufik used to have, until I got him the special bulb that's supposed to be exactly like sunlight, he was using a white frosted bulb. What other abonim I've heard do is they use one fluorescent, one incandescent, and between the two together you'll get somewhere in the middle.
That's no way to hold it.
You have to have a hold of it. And the other thing, Rav Tufik wouldn't answer any shy unless it was
double.
Except that he had hours always an hour before Shki, and after Shki, he wouldn't look at Maris unless it was low field. He said, come back tomorrow, leave it with me and call me back tomorrow. I'll tell you after a little bit of my day. Some do, some don't. Rav Gant only has hours from 9 to 11 at night. And, Only over my limited experience, it happened once or twice. He said, "Call me back tomorrow because I'm not sure tonight." But generally speaking, 90% of the shadows he got, he passed them on the spot by night. What could he do? That's when he had time.
One time I took a Gemara to a vacuum on a cloudy day. He refused to look at it.
The table was cloud, too cloudy, he said.
I have a friend who went to Rabbi Yosha ben Amara many years ago, and he caught him in the shoes right, it was after the Menchot, right before Shavuot. And Rabbi Yosha said, I can't see, it's too dark already. He said, but it's Leil Tefillah. Rabbi Yosha said, don't pressure me, I can't see it, I can't see it, what do you want?
It's your fault.
I don't know. I can't pass it under if I don't know.
Okay. Good. Is it? Oh, is it? Rather tangential.